Good afternoon, and welcome to worship on this blessed Good Friday. Will you stand with me and join me for our call to worship and remain standing through the singing of our congregational hymn? Fear and fascination drew observers to the first Holy Friday. These emotions have attracted people ever since. Wonder why one so faithful and loving had to face the agony of rejection and death. In this time of worship, we join Christ at Calvary, aware of our involvement in the cruelty there. Our faithfulness is tested at the cross, and our lives are judged by our response. Let us pray. Most holy God, loving Father, we gather together on this Good Friday to remember. We gather to reflect upon your journey to the cross. We gather to remember that you died for our sin as well, that our transgressions brought suffering to you on that blessed day. And as we worship today, we pray for your presence to fill us and to fill this place. May we know how much you sacrificed for our redemption. We thank you, O God, that you have brought salvation to us, that you have given your blood, your very blood, for our sin, and we are grateful. And we thank you for bringing us into God's family. We thank you for blessing us with a life of fellowship with you, and we thank you for the blessed hope of life eternal. As we read your story, speak to us through the scriptures. As we remember your steps, speak to us through your word and help us to appreciate all that you did for our salvation. Bless us today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There is a fountain. Thank you.
hear now these words found in Luke 22, verses 31 through 38. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times that you know me. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? Nothing, they answered. He said to them, but now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yet what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. The disciples said, see, Lord, here are two swords. That's enough, he replied. This is the word of our God. As we prepare to hear the story of Christ's entrance to the last moments of his life, we will trace the steps of Christ, those steps marred by his peeled flesh, his bleeding body. We'll follow these stories through the readings. This is what Tenebrae worship is, the service of shadows. But I want you to peek at another scene with me. If you go to Luke 23, hear these words found in verses 32 and the preceding verses. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The date is October 29th. In a hotel room, there are friends, or so-called friends, standing, videotaping a beating. You don't know this hotel room, but you know this hotel room. There is a young lady by the name of Shanquella Robinson. She goes on vacation with her so-called friends. And they urge her to fight. She refuses. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And she repeats these words over and over again. I don't want to fight. Until one of those friends begins to beat her. She crawls into a fetal position. And that friend kicks and beats her. And beats her, and beats her, and beats her. The story reported on the news is that there are friends who travel to Mexico to enjoy a vacation. And Shanquella Robinson, in this moment, dies to injuries due to alcohol poisoning. the family knows something is wrong, but they don't know exactly what has happened. But those so-called friends captured the moment with a video recording her as her so-called friends murder her. And then we get to the passage today. But before we get to this agony-ridden day, this sorrowful hour where Jesus is hung on a cross by people that he perhaps knows and maybe has called a friend, pause and hear also that there is an old African proverb that says there are two deaths. One death is when you die, your last breath is given, and you are buried. And the second is when those in whom you love forget your name. Now imagine you are alive, and those in whom you love forget that you are a human being. It is as if though you are living a crucifixion, a living crucifixion. Allow Christ to die a second death, or us, we Christians, live a crucifixion. Prepare now to hear the journey of Christ preceded in these readings, marked on our programs and in Scripture. The shadow of betrayal, the shadow of agony and arrest, the shadow of denial, the shadow of accusation, the shadow of mockery, the shadow of crucifixion, the shadow of death, and the shadow of burial.
The shadow of betrayal. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters," the teacher asks, "Where is my guest room? Where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?" The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus has told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one of you who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born."
Together, yield not to temptation. 188.
Carry you through. Ask the
Savior to help you. Come for strength and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions. Shun evil companions. Bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence. Name hold in reverence. Nor take it in vain. Take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help. Comfort, strength, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. The shadow of agony and arrest. Gospel of Luke chapter 22, 39 through 48. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" The word of our God. Our hymn, "Lead Me to Calvary," number 81. King of my life. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy
the shadow of denial. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 54 through 62. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with him. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The word of the Lord.
The Shadow of Accusations. Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom of the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
The Shadow of Mockery, Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 31. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him. They took the staff and they struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to be crucified. The word of the Lord.
Santo! Otto! Non fortius!
The Crucifixion, Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. And there were two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The word of the Lord.
Jesus paid it all.
I hear the Savior say, Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid.
Jesus paid it all.
The Shadow of Death. Mark 15th chapter, verses 33 through 39. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, Listen, he's calling Elijah. One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."
Were you there Tremble, 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 tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
The Shadow of Burial, the 19th chapter of John, verses 38 through 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. The word of God for the people of God.
Died on Calvary. Don't you hear him calling his father? Don't you hear him calling his father? Can't you hear him calling his father? Surely he died on Calvary.
This service of shadows is not so festive. We call it Good Friday. But lest we forget the suffering of Jesus for our sin, we wanted to experience this service of shadows. And beginning with Reverend Spear's powerful meditation, reminding us of that young woman who was beaten to death by persons she knew. Jesus was crucified by persons he knew. So let us remember that as we go through this day and remember Jesus' journey to the cross. I want you to stand for the benediction. And following the benediction, we're going to leave out in silence, as we do on Ash Wednesday, leave all the way out of the building in silence. Go out to keep vigil at the cross. Sharing the agony of Jesus' rejection and death, knowing how often we add to the pain. Say yes to the Christ without excuses or reservations. Worthy is the one who was slain to receive glory, honor, and power.